armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have
I'm trying
any
to save
idea?
The pump
pump.
Really, this
you
is what you're doing?
Any
this
idea?
Is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. What listeners like about our station?
I like everything.
It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country, your first choice for Southern sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGee. I don't know much, but I know one thing. NBA is trying to do what MLB did with the playing games. I don't think it's got quite the same buzz.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. He's the All-American man.
Hey, howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? We got game two of Braves Reds tonight on Braves Country HD, wherever, well, you know, on YouTube. That's the best place to go for it, YouTube, Braves Country HD. And looking forward to it. We're going to get into that particular game a little bit later. I do want to talk about last night's game. My word. Did y'all catch last night's game? Holy cow. A game that the Braves felt like that they were pretty much in control of the entire night. If you look at the stat line of Bryce Elder, he was phenomenal. 6 1/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, a walk. He threw well over 100 pitches. I was a little surprised they sent him back out there for the 7th, but he was rolling. When you go out there to strike out 7, over just over 6 innings. And by the way, now he has what, 13 strikeouts in almost 13 innings pitched so far this year. And has not given up an earned run. And he also, I think, has put a stamp on the fact that the man deserves to be in the starting rotation. And I know we struggled a little bit in spring training, but there's some guys that just don't pitch well in spring training. But you put them on the bump when it matters, and look what he does. His last 5 starts last year were phenomenal. And we talked about the fact that when he went on that tear, you had to take it with a grain of salt because it wasn't against elite offenses. If memory serves me correct, I don't have it in front of me, but it was Washington, Miami, and I believe there was one more. I do not remember who the third team was, but they were all 3 offenses that are not on contenders. And you look at what he's done this year at St. Louis, a very good offense, shut them down. And I know people might scoff at this, but Cincinnati's been actually hitting the ball really well this year. The lineup that they have on going on tonight, it's a pretty impressive lineup when you look at the fact that I was looking at the lineup before we went on the air, and they have a handful of guys. They're hitting well over 300 in tonight's lineup. We'll get more into that in a second, but last night, that game, Bryce Elder and company, I mean, that was a ball game. And I'll be the first one to admit that I was wrong about Sean Murphy being pushed down in the lineup because the man woke up last night. I don't know if someone told him what I said, but something woke him up. because Sean Murphy was the man of the hour last night. But going into last night, he had not played well. He went 3-for-5 last night, a home run, the walk-off home run. Still only batting .240, so that tells you how poorly he had been hitting. But I also take that with a grain of salt because I do realize there's two things working against Murphy in the early part of the year. One, until Darnold injury, he wasn't getting consistent bats. And I mentioned that last week that I was concerned about that because I thought we would get more of Murphy and Darnold hitting on their days off in the DH spot. Instead, they were trying other options. And I would like to see them give Murphy more of an opportunity to designate a hit when he's not behind the plate. Not every time. But I think for him to be a consistent hitter and to keep a groove, look, if we play 6 games in a given week, I'd like to see him on the field in the lineup 5 of those days. Unless, of course, he's nursing an injury, then all bets are off. But you see what he can do when he starts to get into a groove. I don't think it's an accident that he starts 2 nights in a row like this, and the second night he really did some damage. The walk-off home run, everyone kind of needs a stamp that makes them feel like they're a part of Braves country, and I think last night was that stamp for Murphy. It was a signature game for him, and he'll be able to point back to that and say, this was my moment. I believe it's the moment where he'll start feeling like that he is a part of this clubhouse, and he's very modest. I think a lot of Braves fans are going to be drawn to that. Everything you've heard about him, read about him, they talk about his modesty, but then even like after the game on the interview, he talked about wanting to get a base hit, get runs in, get wins to get this team going. It was never I. And in fact, Bryce Elder, I couldn't find the audio this afternoon. I heard it last night, but Bryce Elder mentioned that his incredible outing, he was giving a lot of the props to Sean Murphy the way he called the game, and Murphy immediately spun it back and said, look, I just try to give him some direction. He's the one that put the pitches where they need to be. So all in all, that's a leader. They talk about how he cannot wait to get into the film room. He's going to be a great fit on this team. And I was glad to see him finally come out of his shell. The negative you take away from last night's game, the offense is just sputtering at the moment. Maybe this is the catalyst that gets them going. I think they're going to get to say so tonight. More on that in a minute. But Orlando Arcia, once again, 2-for-3. Now, look, these guys aren't going to do this every night. We know that. Baseball is the most difficult sport to play and especially to hit. You know, it's the only sport where you fail 7 out of 10 times and they put you in the Hall of Fame. They immortalize you for being 70% off, 70% inconsistent, 70% failure. That puts you in the Hall of Fame. You only have to succeed 30% of the time and you're usually going to go to the Hall of Fame. So we know when these guys are going through struggles through 162 game season, there's going to be highs and lows. Right now it's Acuna. Right now it's Olson. It's Arcia. Sean Murphy had a good game last night, but all in all, it's been pretty much 4 guys carrying the load. It's been the 3 guys at the top of the lineup, Acuna, Olson, and Riley. And then Arcia has been down there at the bottom of the lineup holding his weight. The rest of the guys have got to get going. And hopefully what Sean Murphy did last night, maybe that's a little contagious. Maybe Albies starts getting some hits. You'd really like to see Rosario start getting some hits. I mean, he's only batting .148 right now. And Ozuna is just absolutely a waste of space in the lineup until he gets going. I know he's got the 2 home runs, but it's all or nothing with that guy. And so if he's not going to hit somewhere in the high 250s plus, if he's not going to give you an OPS of high 700s into the 800s, it's going to be hard to continue to say he deserves a shot in the lineup. All right, let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about tonight's game, Braves-Reds. We got the starting lineups. They're out for both teams. I'm loving the pitch clock, but I'm loving the fact they're starting to get the lineups out a lot quicker as the season has rolled on here. All right, we'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country. Braves Country HD on YouTube. Find us today.
Work is work. You don't show up late, you don't make excuses, and you don't not work. If it wasn't work, they wouldn't call it work. They call it super wonderful crazy fun time. Or skippity-doo.
It all starts with just one thing. Get to know your local beekeeper. You can make sure they don't use chemicals in the hive, that they only sell surplus honey, plus locally produced honeys have a smaller carbon footprint. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
The Armchair Quarterbacks are covering America's pastime from spring training all the way to the fall classic.
5-2 Dodgers in the ninth. Got him. They've done it. Like the 1969 Mets, it's the impossible dream revisited.
And Myers bringing it. And the pitch is hit in the air. Foul, off first. Benzinger backing and calling. And the 1990 World Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
The Twins are going to win the World Series. The Twins have won it. It's a base hit. It's a 1-0 10-inning victory.
Ball, off field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions. As Joe Carter hits a 3-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch a ball, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Armchair.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, the key in Noonan, Georgia.
Hey, where's my tickets to the Sonics game? They were here just a second ago. Somebody stole my tickets to the Sonics game! This stinks! This is total BS! This is... Oh, got it. Got it. Okay, where's the French fries?
I ordered French fries.
This stinks! This is total BS! Hey, Bermoy is gonna... Oh, here they are. Where's my power bar? I had a power bar here. Someone stole my power bar! This stinks! This is total BS! This is... Oh, here it is. Hey, where the hell's my assorted tape? This is total... Oh, got it.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American Man.
Welcome back. And we are getting set for what appears to be, by the way, real quick, I want to address something. What is this? Is this Mel Kiper? 4.0. I mean, how many mock drafts is this guy gonna have? His projection now is Anthony Richardson goes number 3 overall when the Titans trade up with the Arizona Cardinals. I could see the Titans trading up for the Arizona Cardinals. I'm still starting to think that Anthony Richardson is gonna go higher. I know that sounds crazy, but Anthony Richardson is he impressed quite a bit at the combine. And though it's a foregone conclusion, most people feel like it's going to be Stroud or Young going number one and the other going number two. It would not shock me if Houston goes out and gets Anthony Richardson, because he is a generational talent. Whether or not that's going to transition into the NFL, I don't know. But what he did at the combine from a physicality standpoint, pretty darn impressive. All right. Time to get you set for Braves versus Reds tonight. And first pitch coming up at 7:20 here on Braves Country HD. I'm going to go ahead and dive into the starting lineups as you'll get the full lineups and all that right before first pitch. But I wanted to go ahead and take a quick overlook. By the way, do want to mention something. Ian Anderson. The news came out this afternoon, I don't know, probably around 1 p.m.-ish, 2 p.m.-ish, somewhere in that area, that according to sources from ESPN, and they have been since verified by other Braves writers, that Ian Anderson is going to undergo Tommy John surgery. If you look what he has done in the last, we'll say 6 to 8 months, maybe that is the reasoning that he's had such a tough go of it. You could make the argument that without Ian Anderson, Braves don't get anywhere close to the World Series in 2021. Everybody remembers Max Fried game six, but what everyone tends to forget is how unhittable Ian Anderson was. And if there would have been a game seven, he was going to be our starter. And I had the utmost confidence. I remember going into that. I had the utmost confidence that he was going to be bringing home the championship. Max Fried was the one, if you remember, that was all over the place, got bombed out in L.A. And he was the one that we were really worried about whether or not he was going to pitch well in game six. He ended up pitching phenomenally, even after getting stepped on there at first base. But it would have been Ian Anderson in game seven. I still think he was going to bring it home. But Ian Anderson's going to have Tommy John surgery. We wish him the best of luck on that. Timeline. You got to look at typically he'll be back sometime at the end of 2024, but probably not on the big league team. My guess would be he'll come back in late summer of next year if everything goes according to plan. And they'll try to get him some innings down on the farm and get him ready for 2025. That's most likely what the scenario is going to be for Ian Anderson. So, though a lot of folks may not be thinking about it being a big deal right now, it is a big deal because that's depth in our pitching. And you typically need about a dozen guys to make it through, dozen starters to make it through 162-game season because of injuries and whatnot. And we're already down Ian Anderson, who was being counted on to carry some of those innings at some point this year. Now, down on the farm this year, he's been terrible. 6.14 ERA in 3 appearances, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts. Last year, he had a 5 ERA. But a lot of pitchers will tell you that when you finally get the Tommy John surgery, it's usually a buildup over time, a wearing down of your arm that you're fighting through the pain, and then eventually it gets to the point where it's just, it's affecting you so much, it's affecting your velocity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you got to go under the knife. Not everybody just, it pops one day and away you go. Some guys, they'll wear down over time and then they'll get it. But when you look at Anderson, he posted in 8 postseason starts in 2020, 2021, he was 4-0 with a 1.26 ERA. A huge reason why the Braves won the World Series in 21 and why we made it to the NLCS bubble ship in 2020. You remember 2020? That was patchwork. We essentially had two starters, and the rest of it, we were bullpenning it to death. And it wasn't much better in 2021. That's why the postseason 2022 was so darn disappointing because we had such a good team going into that. And they were on a roll. And then they took that week off, and I think it just took the air out of them. But that's neither here nor there. Let's go ahead and get into tonight's action. The lineup tonight, you're going to have Acuna and Olsen and Riley. That's going to be your 1-2-3 punch as normal. Murphy is back in the four hole. And they finally moved Rosario up. They've got him at the five spot. And I think that's that. I think that's more than anything else. That is so that he sees better hitting, better pitches. I don't think that's necessarily the Braves saying that we believe more in you. I think it's more of the fact that he'll see better pitches hitting in front of what will be Albies batting in sixth and then Arcia in seventh. So you're going to have, to start the lineup, it's going to be righty, power lefty, power righty, power righty. Rosario, who I won't call him a power lefty, but he is a guy that has some pop and can find that right field porch. And then Albies, switch hitting, and then Arcia. And then after that, behind Arcia is Ozuna. And batting ninth is going to be Hilliard. And if you look at tonight's starting pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, it's Luis Sessa. And he is a right-hander. And I didn't realize he was 30 years old. It didn't seem like he'd been around that long. But Luis Sessa, his career versus the Atlanta Braves, very, very small sample size. I'll give you the quick numbers. Olsen's 0 for 4. Riley's 1 for 5. Murphy is 0 for 1. Rosario, 1 for 5. Albies, 0 for 4. Arcia is 1 for 2. And Ozuna, here's a shocker, 0 for 3. But when you look at this, it's a small sample size. And he is a guy that they can get to. Now, their starting lineup tonight, it's very similar to last night. You've got India and Friedel leading off. By the way, those two guys, very impressive top of the order. They hit for contact. They've got speed. Fraley is going to be out there and left. And then Stevenson, who was from the Atlanta, Georgia area. Stevenson, their catcher, this tells you something about him as a catcher. They think highly enough of him where he's the designated hitter tonight. And why not? I mean, he's batting 314. Now, he doesn't have a home run yet, but he's batting 314. He's a guy that by the end of the year will probably have around 20, 25 home runs. Will Myers, then Vossler, he is in there obviously because of the injury to Votto, who is rehabbing. And then you're going to have Steer at third. You're going to have Casale behind the plate tonight. And Barrera, shortstop. Kyle Wright makes his debut for 2023, and there's a very small sample size on the guys that he's facing tonight. Indy is 1 for 3. Fraley, 0 for 2. Myers, 1 for 3. And Consali is 1 for 2. Now, the thing about Sessa is that he was a reliever early part of his career. So I don't have it in front of me, but I would think that some of these at-bats that the Braves have were relief. And even if you face a guy five times, but you face them all in relief, so it's one time at a pop, you don't get the same feel as when you get to see him two, three times in one night. And just so you're aware of it, nobody has hit a home run off of Sessa, and nobody has hit a home run off of Kyle Wright in either of these lineups. So you would think you're going to have a pretty high-scoring game. Low-scoring game, considering the numbers I just threw at you, and there's no home runs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Vegas thinks it's going to be a fairly high scoring game. The over under was sitting at 9.5 just a little while ago. And a lot of people are banging the over. They believe that this is going to be Sessa will probably go through the lineup twice, and then they'll probably start looking to the bullpen. Thing about Kyle Wright, we don't know what to expect. The last time we saw Kyle Wright, he was flamethrowing, right? And he was one of the best in Major League Baseball. But he's had a rough spring, and he's coming off that injury. I watched one cast today, and they were predicting that he was only going to go a couple of innings. I'm not believing that. If they thought he would only go a few innings, I think he would still be down there rehabbing. I think the goal, assuming that he's pitching well, is that Wright goes in there for 5-6 innings tonight. At least 4. Now, that's assuming that he's pitching well. You never know what you're going to get, especially the first start of the season. He's a little behind everybody else. But I would tend to think that he's going to pitch pretty well. But after that win last night, that big win last night, the walk-off home run with Murphy, your ultimate goal in Major League Baseball, day in and day out, week in and week out, is to win the series. That's all, and I'm not talking about the World Series. I'm talking about the series in front of you. So the win last night means you only need to get one more of the next 2 days to win the series. Obviously, we want a sweep. You always want a sweep. You're always greedy when you're a fan. But the goal is to win the series. And you've got Kyle Wright tomorrow and tonight. Tomorrow it's supposed to be Spencer Strider. You feel pretty good about your chances of beating the Reds at home one of the next 2 nights or possibly both of them. And so as good as Elder looked, and I expect him to get the ball again this weekend against the Royals, Kyle Wright, he's going to be asked to pitch tonight, and he'll probably... I would say they're going to try to skip Dylan Dodd in the rotation, if possible. They haven't made a move per se, but I think that's what they would try to do, or at least push his start back. Because the thing about Dodd is, and I went back and watched the game again, and the thing that you have to look at him, he really only has 2 top-end pitches. And when his slider's not hitting like it was not Sunday night, he's very predictable. He's going to try to lean on that fastball. I think he ended up throwing his fastball like 60-something percent of the time, 62, 63% of the time is what the number ended up being. And that's why the Padres were teeing off them. Look, these are very good hitters on the Padres. And you're not going to be able to sneak that by them. Would they possibly start Dodd this weekend against the Royals, a pretty meek offense, to try to get him some experience and maybe a vote of confidence? It's possible. But if you're looking at wanting to win the game, honest engine, what you probably should do is you should probably pitch Strider tomorrow night. Thursday's an off day, which would have been Dodd's turn to go, and skip his turn Thursday and put Morton in on Friday, and then Elder Saturday, right on Sunday. And then if you have to bring him back around on the second time, because I'm not positive that Max Fried's going to be back as early as they thought he might be. It's looking more like it could be another week or so. So if that's the what ends up happening, then you may have to have Dodd pitch one. But if you can do it, you'd prefer for Dodd to pitch one and not pitch two. Going into tonight, the Braves are 1 game up on the Mets. They're 2.5 up on the Phillies. And the Mets and Phillies are playing pretty well. The Mets are going up against the Padres. And that game, I do think that the Padres have a decent chance to pull that one out. Peterson's on the mound. And he's versus Weathers. Ryan Weathers is a little better pitcher than David Peterson, I believe, at this stage. So I do believe that the Padres have a decent chance of pulling that off. And the Mets just don't score a lot of runs. They got a handful of runs against Darvish last night. But if you saw any of that game, I was watching it side by side next to the Braves Padres game. They had two singles that led to runs at the beginning of their scoring. It was in the middle innings. I don't remember if it was the fourth, fifth inning, whenever it was, but two hits where the ball rolled down the line, the third base line in between home plate and third. And 9 times out of 10, more than that, 49 times out of 50. I'm not going to go quite as much as 99 times out of 100, but at least 19 out of 20 times. That ball is going to kick foul and Machado is going to pick it up and you're going to go back to the drawing board. But two times that ball stayed fair and that led to some runs. And the first thing I thought of, I was a little surprised that nobody referenced it this morning, but the first thing I thought of, you remember when the Braves played the Mets in the middle of the summer last year? And Strider, I want to say it was a Sunday afternoon game, and Strider pitched. And he had that happen to him, broken bat singles and balls rolling down the third baseline, staying fair, that kind of nonsense. And there was like four or five infield hits, essentially, that the Mets got on him. And Strider came out and said, "You're not going to get that lucky against me every time." It was something to that effect. I know I'm probably butchering the quote, but you get the gist of it. And the Mets faithful, they were all up in arms about it. How dare he? And look, he was right. I don't know if he was right to say it, but he was right about what he said. And the next time that the Braves played the Mets, they smoked him. And sometimes you're going to get lucky like that in baseball. Sometimes you're going to get incredibly unlucky. But sometimes you're going to get lucky like that. I think the Padres are going to come out and give the Mets all they can handle tonight, because that's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. If you get you're going to give me a high-scoring game between the Mets and the Padres, I'll take that Padres offense all day long. And then the Phillies and the Marlins, this one will probably be a little lower scoring. It's Lizardo versus Aaron Nola tonight. Lizardo, if you haven't paid attention to what he's done so far, he's gone 12 innings, given up one run, 15 strikeouts. And Nola, he struggled. He struggled a little bit. He's nine innings. He's got a 7.45 ERA. Now, remember, he got bombed against Texas, but I expect Nola at home to pitch much better, especially against the Marlins, who are very, very meek offensively. So hopefully the Marlins can squeak one out there against the Phillies, and maybe we'll have a chance to pick up a game on both of them. But I do believe that the Braves are going to have an opportunity to pick up a game on the Mets tonight. It's not a given, but I like the odds. Anytime David Peterson's going to the – anytime he goes to the bump and he's not going against the Braves, because whatever reason he pitches well against the Braves, usually, I like our chances. And if you're wondering about the series tomorrow, Mets, Padres, they do have an early game tomorrow. Marlins, Phillies, they do have an early game tomorrow. Braves, we're going to have that game again here on Braves Country HD tonight and tomorrow night. Braves, Reds, that is a 7:20 first pitch. But tomorrow night, assuming everybody plays, the Padres have a real big advantage. It's Blake Snell. We saw how good he can be. Blake Snell versus Tyler McGill. And I know McGill If you look at his numbers, it may look impressive. McGill is not the caliber of pitcher that Blake Snell is. So if the Padres can win tonight, they may win that series. Our goal is to win the series, and let's go and get it wrapped up tonight. All right, we're going to step away for a second. Be back in a flash here on Braves Country today on 99.1 FM WQEE and Braves Country HD on YouTube. Simulcast. Braves Country, weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, 99.1 FM The Key, your first choice for Southern sports talk.
A woman in my section wants to know if we do anything gluten-free. What do I tell her? Tell her she's not allergic to gluten. She's just masking an eating disorder.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Braves fans. Thank you for listening to Braves Country Baseball. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we are here to bring you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves, bringing you spring training in 2 to 3 games a week all season long. Please like and subscribe today. Braves Country Baseball.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Braves Country. Weekdays, 3 to 5 p.m. on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. Please like and subscribe today. YouTube.com/@Braves Country.
The NFL's number one pick in 1970, Terry Bradshaw, experienced an erratic rookie season. But Noel never gave up on the talented youngster. This was paramount, for Pittsburgh had a history of impatience with young players. The most glaring example came in 1956 when a free agent named John Unitas was given a quick look and found wanted. Earl Morrill, who was traded by Pittsburgh in 1958, went on to lead Miami to the Super Bowl. Len Dawson, the Steelers' top draft pick in 57, was gone by 59. And Jack Kemp, who won championships for Buffalo, was cut in the mid-50s. But Bradshaw was allowed to mature, and he gave Pittsburgh stability at quarterback for the first time. He also had one of the most powerful throwing arms ever seen, and the Bradshaw bullet became legend in Pittsburgh.
Armchair.
They're always
getting... Yeah, the armchair quarterback. He's kind of fun and he's kind of bad. The All-American Man.
Welcome back. So tonight, you're going to have the NBA play-in games. And it just, it doesn't have the same buzz that those... And I'm glad, don't get me wrong, I'm glad that Major League Baseball got rid of their play-in games. But those games had buzz. Mainly because if you lost, you were done. If there was a finality to it. I think the NBA is spitting the bit and getting a little too greedy with doing their play-in games. Because what you have a scenario is that if a team wins, they're going to be in. If they lose, though, they still have an opportunity to play another game. And I think that gets confusing for the fan. You know, tonight, the Hawks, if they lose tonight, they still have an opportunity. But I am going to pay attention to Hawks Heat while I'm doing the Braves cast. By the way, right here on WQEE. We will have Braves Country Baseball the Saturday afternoon game. We're going to have Royals versus Braves. That game is, it's either 4:05 or 4:10. I'll get that pulled up here in 1 second. But Saturday afternoon, 4:10. Okay. All these teams are so weird about their time. And what I mean by that is, like, the Royals typically start at 10 after the hour. The Braves, 20 after the hour. I've noticed the Athletics, it's 7 after the hour. So, like, Saturday, the Athletics are hosting the Mets. It's 4:07. But if you catch them in the middle of the afternoon game during the week, it's like 3:37 or something weird like that. It's so strange. You'd think they'd all get together and get on the same freaking page and say, hey, let's quit confusing the fan. Not everybody's going to remember this. And you know who I blame? I blame us. Because do you remember in the 80s and 90s when you would turn on TBS? We were always, what, 35 after the hour. I'm trying to remember if it was 7:35 or 6:35. I get confused because I lived in both the Eastern and Central time zones off and on as a kid. But I remember it was always 35 after the hour. And then to top that off, the Cubs have always been 20 after the hour. So if they're at home, it's 1:20 local, 2:20 Eastern. And then I think at night they always do like a 7:40 Eastern, 6. So, I mean, what is going on there? I know some of it has to do with their setting up their pregame shows, but you'd think they could all get on the same page and say, hey, let's all go at 05 or 10 after or whatever. Just pick a number. I still think that the Braves go way too late. 20 after the hour is stupid. And I know it's the greed from their pregame shows, but then you start the pregame show earlier. If we started our games at 7:10 or 7:05, there's no reason why you couldn't do an hour pregame. 6 to 7:05, right? You're already doing right now from like 6:30 to 7:20. I've talked about this before, but let's be honest. Most of their pregame shows, it's not a pregame show. It's them coming in from the break, splashing a couple of videos on the screen, throwing like every cliche you can have at you from the couple of guys that are sitting outside the stadium. They'll throw every cliche in the book at you for about 3 or 4 minutes. And then they'll go, all right, we're going to take a break. And then they'll flash some more videos at you. And then they'll come back and do the same. It's over and over and over again. I've counted it before. They take about 6 or 7 commercial breaks, depending, in that 50-minute span. And each time they come on, and they give you about three to five minutes of content. And some of it's pre-recorded video. But it's never like, hey, let's talk about the spread. Or it's never anything that you care about. Every great once in a while, you tune in because you're like, hey, they made a trade today. Let's talk about that. But other than that, it's a bunch of nonsense. It's not anything that you couldn't have found out already, either on you know, actual sports talk shows or Googling on the internet or whatnot. All right. So I don't even know what the heck I was talking about. Oh yeah, the NBA. So tonight the Hawks and Heat. That's an interesting one. The Hawks are getting 5. The over-under is 227. Not as interested in the over-under. But what I'm seriously thinking about doing is teasing that in the Lakers. Because the Lakers are going to smoke the Timberwolves. They don't have Rudy Gobert. The other kid broke his hand. I think they're ready for the season to end. And the Lakers have been playing pretty darn good basketball. I'd have to see what my odds would be, but I think I would take the Lakers and the Heat in some version of a parlay. The Lakers and the Hawks getting 5, but maybe stretching that 5 a little further. And if I can get a 1-to-1, with basketball, I have a totally different view of it than I do with football bets. With basketball, if I can get a two-team parlay of numbers that I like, and it's somewhere around a plus 100, 110, 120, something like that on a payout, I'm okay with it. I'm usually not okay with that with football. With football, I want a one for one. I want one game and, you know, minus 110 unless I'm taking a money line situation. But with basketball, because points are at such, I don't know the right term, but they're not at a premium. Basketball points go, come and go. And with the Hawks, I think it's going to be a fairly close game. The Heat are not wowing anybody, and the Hawks can put up points. And I think that this Atlanta Hawks team could at least put a scare into the Heat and at least get in there to where if you can get that spread to two possessions, so I'm talking about like a plus six, plus six and a half or higher, I'd be really tempted to take the Hawks straight up that way. But if not, I'm going to tease it along with the Laker, either Laker money line or Laker just giving up a few points. Because they really should put the hammer down on the Timberwolves. Because the other thing is, when you got an older team like the Lakers and LeBron James, etc., you're going to be highly motivated to win just to get the playoffs. But you get yourself a break. You win today. I don't think they'll have to play again. I think it's Sunday. Because I think there's only one team, and it's probably, I would have to look at it, but it's probably the last seed or second to last seed that's playing on Saturday at the Celtics. And then all the other three play-ins are going to be playing on Sunday. So if you're the Lakers, you get almost an entire week off if you can get the win tonight. So they're going to be highly motivated. And they're at home. And the Timberwolves are a dumpster fire. Just everything's working in the right direction for the Lakers. I would be shocked if they don't win that game and win that game pretty convincingly, is what I would suspect. Refreshing it right now. Yeah, they're still 8.5 and minus 380 on the money line. So for instance, if you took the Lakers and you parlayed it with the Hawks getting points, I'm just going to play around with it here for 1 second to see what you'd have to get it at. So let's say you took it to, the Hawks to a plus 7.5, you would get just over plus 100 on that. If you bet, 100? So it would be a 105, a plus 105. If you did, if you got a little greedier and went with the 8.5, that would be a minus, almost a minus 110. Lakers would just have to win. You'd be getting 8.5 with the Hawks. So I think I'm probably going to play around with something like that and see how I can finagle the numbers there. Because I definitely think that the Lakers are going to just drill Minnesota. And then the Hawks, if you took the Hawks buying a couple of points there, you could get it right at a, if you took them to a plus 8 right now, so there's buying three and the Lakers on the money line, you could get it to right there. But I'm always that guy that goes, well, if I'm going to do that, then I'm going to get the extra half point. And they always tell you, you don't do that. You don't do that. You hang in there. But anyways, there you have that. I'm looking at Lakers tonight and the Hawks tonight. That's not going to be my lock. I would never give a lock with the NBA unless I'm like painted into a corner, because I don't like betting NBA until it gets to the playoff time. This is essentially playoff basketball. And I've got a much better lock for later on with the baseball. I've got a really good lock today, I think. Really good lock. I think that the if you look at the Lakers and going into this game, they're gonna have the crowd behind them. And if you're a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, are you not at this point absolutely furious with Rudy Gobert? They look at what they gave up to get him, and then he goes out there and punches a teammate and gets kicked out. And I was surprised that they gave up what they did. I'm also a little surprised, to be honest with you, that they even suspended him because of this game being so big. I thought they were going to do this whole, we'll have an internal discussion kind of thing, because it's normally what happens. But they did suspend him. And I'm looking at some highlights right now. And are they ever going to be forthright on what in the world happened with Zion Williamson? I mean, this guy must just absolutely cannot play basketball anymore. They keep calling it a hamstring strain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's something going on with him. And I thought someone had a very good point that they were being cryptic with it because they're going to try to trade him. But Anthony Edwards, I hate the fact that this is happening with Anthony Edwards because I'm a huge Anthony Edwards fan. After a couple of things that he has said, and by the way, I finally caught that. I don't think I brought this up. I caught the movie Hustle the other night, and I wasn't going to watch it because it was a LeBron James joint and all that kind of stuff. Ended up being a phenomenal movie, and Edwards is really good at it. But I just think that they've got an uphill battle, and that I don't think they're. And I really think that a situation like that, it causes turmoil. It's a distraction, and they're going to get into that game in Los Angeles tonight. And they're just going to be some of those guys are just going to be ready for the season to end. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Joey's joining us, and we will be talking the NBA. We got Major League Baseball. We're talking the lines, all that more. I'm about to place me a bet on as we hit the break. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream. Keep it locked in here on 99.1 FM.
Armchair.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, the key in Noonan, Georgia.
Armchair. You're listening to the Armchair Quarterback Sports Radio, number one sports station.
Good afternoon, and this is your Armchair Quarterback's Sports Flash. Major League Baseball, full slate here on Tuesday night. We'll be bringing you Braves Country Baseball, 7:20 first pitch, Reds at Atlanta, Kyle Wright versus Luis Sessa. First pitch, 7:20. We'll come on with the pregame show at about 7 right here on Braves Country HD. First game of the evening, Marlins at Phillies. Lizardo versus Aaron Nola. 7:10 Eastern, Padres are at the Mets. Weathers versus Peterson. The over-under is 9. They expect big runs in Queens tonight in a rematch of last year's NLDS. In the American League, 6:10 Eastern, Yankees at Guardians, Garrett Cole versus Gattis. At 6:35, you got the Oakland Athletics in Baltimore to face the Orioles. Kyle Muller, one of Braves Country's own, versus Grayson Rodriguez, the young phenom. Astros travel to the Pirates. Christian Javier and Mitch Keller will do battle. And the Red Sox will try to give the Tampa Bay Rays their first loss of the year. 10-0 on the season, McClanahan versus Whitlock. 7:07, Tigers and Blue Jays, Manning versus Manoa. The White Sox and Twins back at it, Lance Lynn and Pablo Lopez. Staying in the Windy City, you got the Mariners at the Cubs, Wesnecki versus Flexen. And other games around the league, Royals at Rangers at 8:05, DeGrom on the hill. The Cardinals are at the Rockies at 8:40. Nats at Angels, Shohei Ohtani Day, 1-0 with a .75 ERA. The Brewers at the Diamondbacks, pretty good pitching matchup. Corbin Burns versus Kelly. The Dodgers and Giants renew their rivalry, 9:45 Eastern. Dustin May and Alex Wood. The NBA begins their playoffs, well, kind of tonight. It's the play-in games. It all gets started tonight, 7:30 Eastern. Your hometown Hawks are on the road in Miami to face the Heat. Win and they're in, lose, and they'll face elimination later in the week. 10 Eastern, second part of that doubleheader on TNT, the Timberwolves, without Rudy Gobert via suspension, will face the Los Angeles Lakers. Same scenario, win and you're in, lose, and you'll still have work to get into the actual playoffs. And as the NHL winds down, you got a full slate on the ice tonight. Games of interest, Maple Leafs at Lightning at 7. That game can be seen on ESPN. Caps at the Bruins at 7 on the plus. Red Wings are at the Hurricanes on the plus as well at 7, as well as Sabres at Devils, Blue Jays and Flyers. And at 8 o'clock, the Jets are at the Wild. Second part of that doubleheader on the four-letter network, Oilers at the Avalanche. With the Canucks and Ducks, Kraken and Knights going head-to-head at 10 on the plus. The Detroit Lions are trading cornerback Jeff Okuda to the Atlanta Falcons. In a return, the Falcons will send a fifth-round pick in this year's draft to the Lions. The move represents a fresh start for Okuda, a young corner who was the third overall pick in the 2020 draft out of Ohio State. While injuries have limited his play to just 10 games over his first two professional seasons, he started 15 for the Lions in 2022 and played his best football early in the season. He set career highs in tackles and passes defended while recording his first career pick six in 2022. The Lions added cornerbacks Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley in free agency, with both likely to be starters, making the trade available. Okuda will compete with Casey Howard for the number two corner spot opposite A.J. Terrell, who is the next cornerback taken after Okuda in the 2020 draft. Chicago White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson will miss 2 to 4 weeks because of a sprained left knee. The White Sox placed Anderson on the 10-day IL Tuesday and recalled infielder Lennon Sosa from AAA Charlotte. Anderson suffered the injury in a collision near third base during Monday's win over the Minnesota Twins. The two-time All-Star was attempting to tag out Twins base runner Matt Wallner, who slid into Anderson's leg as he went into third. Anderson went down for several minutes before getting up and staying in the game. He was replaced in the next inning by Rommy Gonzalez. Anderson, 29 years old, is hitting .298 while playing in every game so far this season. Last month, he was a part of the Team USA roster, which finished second in the World Baseball Classic. And that's your Armchair Quarterback Sports Flash. Stay tuned for Braves Country right here on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Newnan, Georgia, simulcasting on YouTube.com/Braves Country.
He only has three rings.
Hockey season, and that means new merch over at ourdragonsmerch.com. Get the latest designs and some of our fun new souvenirs ahead of what's sure to be a great hockey season. Celebrate another season of River Dragons hockey by getting a new look to wear on game days, or surprise the big-time sports fan in your life with a new keepsake that will make them a River Dragons fan for life. Order online right now at ourdragonsmerch.com. That's the letter R, dragonsmerch.com. We'll see you at the rink.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Le'Veon Bell, he put out a single for people to listen to on Twitter of a rap album that he's really proud of. He asked for people to critique it. Keenan Allen, the receiver of the Chargers, came back with the trash emoji.
Appreciate your honesty.
And what's even better, and I can't do it justice because we're on radio, you've got to see the video. The video that he put up. Oh, my God. It's like the most funny and exciting thing I have ever seen because it's like really bad late 80s, early 90s rap video. But anyways, the video is the best part of the whole thing. He's got a hoodie on. It's staged almost like black and white. He's like under a bridge somewhere where there's like a bonfire going.
Hard times.
So like, yeah.
Hard times.
Yeah. You know, hard times for a guy making millions.
He can relate.
But the funniest part is when he's got the hoodie on, he's doing poses and stuff like that and kind of jiving around. And then out of this is the funniest part. Out of nowhere. Sorry, I can't get it out. He comes up from under the screen. So in other words, like
his, from the Muppets or something?
almost like the Muppets.
When you see just the figure just come straight up.
Yes, the gig comes straight up while he's also in the background. Uh-huh. It's like the worst thing put together for other. I don't know how to edit a video. We could do better than this, I'm telling you.
Who's the director, Pouncy?
Armchair.
Welcome back to Braves Country. Mac McGinn, the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 to 5 p.m., drive time on WQEE.
Welcome back, Braves Country, on Braves Country today.
And joining us... Where are you headed, son? Where are you going, Joey? You driving up and down the road, running from the law? How are you? Well, Joey's already froze up on us. Joey, you there?
I'm here. How's the volume?
All right. It's getting a little better.
Yeah, sorry. I'm on the road for work. They got me out traveling around today, so sorry about that for everyone listening.
You might need to speak up a little bit or maybe get closer to your microphone. I don't know which one is you're a little low.
How we doing now?
That's much better. I'd say just keep the mic wide open. I know you talked about muting it, but probably what's going to happen is you come in and out. There's going to be an issue. So I say just leave it wide open. It sounds fine.
Okie dokie.
Where are you heading to?
They got me traveling all over Chicago for safety initiatives with our company. So I've been in the middle of that, showing some companies about what we're doing for our safety programs in our manufacturing unit. So that's been a doozy.
Is a part of your safety training is to show people how to be on video as you drive down the road, talk on a phone, and all that.
Well, that's why I couldn't do my Braves chop today, because I got one hand on the wheel and one hand navigating the rest. So safety in my car is optional at the moment, but we're going to keep cruising through. And I got one quick complaint real quick. I was just thinking about it since you mentioned the NBA playing in the pregame. I think it is the most stupid thing that they have the 7th seed competing in these tournaments. It's not like they're the last team of the playoff, and they can get very screwed by losing one game. To me, the 8th seed should be playing the 9th seed, and then the winner of that would get in the playoff. I don't understand why we have to have a 7th seed competing in a play-in.
Money. That's the answer.
Always, I guess.
Money.
All right.
They want more games on TV. What I contend... that if they wanted to have a real appointment television, these would not be optional to win. These would be almost March Madness-like, which I thought that's what they were going to do when they first talked about this a few years back, and then you found out that's not what they're doing. And I also think it's confusing the hell out of the average fan, right?
Absolutely.
But if you had a situation where tonight the Hawks and the Heat was one, you win and you're in, you lose and you're gone, then the fan cares. But if you know you can lose and then come back and win later on, then there's not that sense of urgency. And I know why you're complaining, because you're a Bulls fan and they got to play tomorrow night.
Well, they shouldn't even be in. I think the 10th seed, it's like, my goodness. I mean, you look at a team like last week, like the Mavericks, who didn't even have a chance really at a top three lottery pick or whatever, and they're still sitting people. So I think the 10th seed's just a disaster.
What is their game plan? I haven't looked at it because every time I look forward, it just says to be announced. But I'm assuming that the losers of tonight and tomorrow night's game are going to meet, what, on Friday?
Yep. Okay. Exactly.
And is it like it was before? There's no game on Thursday? Is that correct?
That is correct. So the 7 and 8 seed will get a 2-day break, and the 9 and 10 seed winner will get a 1-day break.
See, this is even dumber, because if Thursday night basketball wasn't a big deal, then why in the heck would it be all year long Thursday night TNT, right? Thursday night is traditionally the largest viewed evening of any television evening, because it's right before the weekend. Folks tune in. Now, years ago, that's when your best shows come on. Nowadays, with streaming and whatnot, it doesn't take the priority like it used to. But for sports, that's why Amazon has Thursday night football. They don't have Wednesday afternoon football. They have Thursday night football, right? There's a reason for that. So it's very strange to me. I mean, the most logical thing would have been to have the Bulls and Raptors play tonight along with the Heat and Hawks. You stagger them. I don't know, 6 and 8:30. 6 and 8, who cares? No one's staying up till 1 a.m. tonight to watch the Lakers-Timberwolves game, right? Yep. And then have that winner face out on Thursday, and that would be your East Coast. And then your West Coast could have played tomorrow night. Who is it, the Lakers and the Pelicans? Okay, so the Pelicans would have been a perfect early game, right? And you can give the Lakers as the late game, and then they could have played on Friday. But to not have a game on Thursday, they're dropping the ball across the board.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're giving the 9 and 10 seeds 2 days off, and they're giving the 7 and 8 seeds. Now, I get it. That will help maybe a little on the back end. But to me, they just really botched all this scheduling in so many facets.
If it makes you feel any better, nobody cares. Nobody's going to watch it.
Honestly, with how my baseball's going right now, and I love the early part of the season, especially to me, that litmus test, you're always excited no matter what your record is for those first at least like 30 games. I'm focused on baseball. I'm in the weeds of baseball.
Your Cubs are doing well. I'll tell you that. I was surprised that they got to Castillo last. Well, they didn't really get to Castillo. The Mariners just didn't hit. And, I mean, of all the guys, I thought they'd put some runs up on Smiley, and they just spit the bit. I really think the Cubs have a very good opportunity to win tonight, because Flexen didn't look very good his last time out. And if you look at the matchup tonight, there's no reason why the Cubs can't win the first two games of this series.
Absolutely. And by the way, before I get into yesterday a little bit, if you like the Cubs, the money line's on the plus side, so it may be not a bad play. But also, like you said, I mean, I was worried about yesterday. We're going against their ace, and we had Smiley on the mound. But I heard a pretty interesting stat that outside of the Mariners, I believe it's either 1 through 3 or 2 through 4, they're hitting below 100 as a team. So it seems like they got a good meat of the order, but that 5 through 9 is very concerning in the early going for Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle, they were everybody's darling to make a run this year.
Correct.
I just didn't see it, to be perfectly honest with you. I ended up taking the Rangers over them. I don't feel like that they're going to get that top line starting pitching, and their bullpen's very suspect. So a lot of it's going to put a lot of pressure on the Mariners offense. And I'm just not convinced that they have the offense. Look, I know they got Hoorod, as I like to call him, Julio Rodriguez.
Yep.
And they've got a couple other decent bats, but all in all, I just don't think it's a very consistent offense. And you saw that play out last night, and then tonight, if you just looked at the ERAs, you would think, man, why are the Cubs favored? Flexing. Wesneski, but I think Wesneski's got some swing and miss stuff, and that's going to play against this Mariners team who, I mean, they're scuffling. They're 4-7 to start the season.
Yeah, and I know the division right now. I was looking at the standings today. Everyone's kind of hovering 500 there, but let's face it. We all know the Astros lineup's going to get hot. We all know that the Rangers, I mean, at least early under Bochy, they're going to have a pretty competent team. So if the Mariners start taking advantage right now, they're going to start creeping behind, and that's the last thing you want is one of those teams who had expectations coming into this season.
Yeah, you've got yourself a jumbled mess, and I'll tell you what. So Atlanta's playing the Reds tonight, and – that Reds team's got some bats, man. I'll tell you what, they're going to put a scare. Now, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I really don't believe that they're going to put any kind of a scare as far as winning the division. But they're going to be a pain in the butt.
Yep.
And they're going to be a team that you're not going to be able to take lightly when you play them. They're still a few years away from a lot of these kids developing. But I was looking at their lineup for tonight. They've got four guys in the lineup right now that are hitting over 300. And they've got speed. It's a little surprising that they're not stealing bases because they stole a lot of bases in the spring, and it just hasn't materialized in the season yet. But this Reds team, I think, is going to be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, we played them about a week ago. We had one rainout. But we split with them, and their offense in those games was pretty electric. Now, their pitching's a different story. You know, they don't got enough arms. But when you look at that lineup, you might not see all the names like you want to see in a video game where you get all excited. But that team has competency 1-9, and they can really attack you and score some runs.
Yeah, they're and that Jonathan India kid. Batter for the Reds that won the Rookie of the Year, 2 years ago? And he had kind of a down year last year. He's off to a good start. And I think that's a catalyst.
He's a thorn in the Cubs' side, so I know him all too well.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. It's 420. Smoke them if you got them. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
I might audible. I'll use
Omaha! Red Polly! Red Polly!
Blue Poncho! Blue Poncho!
Dilly Dilly!
Rambo! Rambo! Give me Kershaw here, Kershaw!
You're listening to the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Doc, Japan! Richmond, New York! Richmond, Florida! Sally, Buffalo! Jet, hey! Short Ox! Luda Raiders!
Red Ryan! Omaha!
I'm out!
Beware, my friend, and let me warn you. Taking a bumps to California. Let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. Our house is not a home without some love. Don't let them leave our premises. LA would be their nemesis. But Brooklyn fits the Dodgers like a glove.
Visit Shane Company for meaningful holiday gifts. Our in-house design team creates unique styles of fine jewelry in every price range. Exquisite symbols crafted with superior standards and made to last a lifetime. We have a variety of diamond infinity designs to symbolize your everlasting love. We're also known for our natural and vibrant rubies, which represent enduring passion. Or select a stylish necklace with a stone in her favorite color or her birthstone, so you'll always be close to her heart. Our jewelry consultants in the store and online will help you find something beautiful to put under the tree. Your gift will be a symbol of your love that will be treasured forever. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hey folks, this is Mark White with The Mark White Show, and you can tune into The Mark White Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on Rock 99 WQEE The Key, the home of Southern sports and talk.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee. We'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Welcome back!
Man, I'll tell you what. Just between me and you and the lamppost, Joey. I don't think ESPN has one single iota of what is going on in the world of sports if you shut down the NFL and or the NBA. So I've got ESPN and ESPN2 on in the background just because I'm always checking the bottom line, see if any news is breaking. Then I always keep the other one, the CBS one going too, if there's not games on it. And today, unfortunately, there's no day games in MLB, so I'm forced to endure this. And you got on the deuce, I guess this is probably an NBA show they're doing, some guy that must be pushing a movie, because I looked him up in the break because I'd never heard of him, but he's from Chicago, so you might have heard of him. Milton Howery. Rel Howery. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Little Rel Howery. And I said, okay, well, he's an actor, whatever, comedian. Maybe he's pushing a movie. And then it says what he's known for. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I've never heard of any of this. it says he's known for playing Robert Carmichael in NBC's television comedy series, The Carmichael Show.
Oh, jeez.
Never even heard of that.
And then me either.
Playing Rod Williams in a movie called Get Out. Never heard of that either. But you would like him because he's decked out in Bulls gear. But my point is, they're just blathering on about, I don't even know what they're doing because they weren't even talking about the playing games, right? They had
that
list that they were ranking guys or something. It had nothing to do with what's going on tonight. And then on ESPN, they're going into detailed depth of a mock draft from a guy who's not on the show. Jeez. And reacting to the mock draft. For 2 hours, they've been doing that.
And it kills me because I remember now, it's been about a month ago, when all you did was turn on ESPN and it would either be Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson, and they wasted about a good week during March Madness. I'll never forget, it was the beginning. And instead of talking about any of the March Madness games, they wasted time on Rodgers, who doesn't care about anybody, and Lamar Jackson, who wants a big payday for playing half a season. And here we are 4 weeks later, and neither situation has fully developed into itself. It's a joke and a mockery. And really, that's why I love MLB Network, because it saves me during this time when I have to put on an ESPN broadcast and you can't even get any baseball coverage at the beginning of the season.
Well, unfortunately, I don't get MLB Network anymore because I've got I've got the device that well, I looked into it, and the problem is if I went in the, and if I went and grabbed MLB Network on the other streaming device, then I would lose TNT, and I'm going to care about that in about a week when all the playoffs are on TNT. And I'm assuming the hockey playoffs are going to be on TNT as well, because I've seen regular season games on TNT. So I'm assuming. So I'm not willing to give up on the hockey playoffs and the NBA playoffs just so I can have MLB Network. And I'm not going to have two streaming networks, because YouTube TV got rid of MLB Network. But if you go over to Fubo, that everyone told me to go to, they don't have TNT. And I'm like, well, I can't go an entire summer without being able to see the playoffs. This is going to be asinine. You think I'm you think I talk too much about baseball now? I don't have the playoffs to see. We're going to be doing deep dives on the Pittsburgh Pirates farm system, and Ron and I talking about AAA.
Did you see the, speaking of YouTube TV, did you see the prices that they came out for the NFL package this year?
No, I'm sure it's absurd.
Yeah, if you're not a member and you want to have the full package, the minimum, and you have to pay by June 6th, is $350.
If you're not a member of what?
Like, if you want to have, like, YouTube TV, if you want to have the entire NFL package and you don't have YouTube TV, it won't come cheaper than $350.
Oh, okay. But if you have YouTube TV, what's the price then?
$250.
All right, so you're really not getting. So, I mean, if you don't care anything about having all the other channels, then you're better off paying the $350.
Right. Yes.
Because what you're saying is that you have to be a member of YouTube or a subscriber of YouTube TV by June?
Yes, by June 6th.
Okay, so June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and I'll even give you January. That's 8 months of the $72+ a month. Whereas if you just pay an extra $100, so they're going to allow you to have the NFL package without getting YouTube TV is what you're saying.
They are, just at a little bit higher price, but it might be worth it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they would even allow you to do that. I figured you had to have YouTube TV to be able to have the NFL package.
My assumption is it will be some type of app. That's what I'm thinking, where you'll have to, you know, click into it. That would be my thinking, but I don't really know the details on that.
Well, that's... Any way you look at it, they're going to jab you one way or the other, but...
Correct.
So it says... Add-on is available during the pre-sale at $249 for the season. For the retail price. And if you want the ticket and Red Zone, it's $289. So $40 more to add Red Zone. And Primetime Channels NFL Sunday Ticket is available during the pre-sale. Well, I believe... For viewers who just want NFL Sunday Ticket without the full TV, YouTube TV offering, that number, if you want, is going to be $350.
Yep.
$450 if you wait. So, in other words, it'll be $350 if you buy it early. It'll be $450 if you wait later.
Wow.
Now I wonder, I'm curious about something else too. When it says the $289 or the $249, Because if I have one, I'm probably not going to do red zone if I've got, to be honest with you, I'm probably not going to do the other.
Agreed.
I mean, if I've got the option to watch every single game, I'm not like one of these nuts that just watches red zone.
Me either. I had an argument with a buddy earlier who told me, dude, just do red zone in your local. I go, well, first off, I'm a Colts fan. That doesn't work. But to the general fan, I like switching between games because what they end up doing on red zone half the time is showing the most. Yes, exactly.
Well, what drives me crazy about it, although I've talked about this, I don't know if I need it this year. The Titans are going to be terrible.
Well,
I've been waiting for years and years and years living out of the Titans market to be able to watch the Titans every Sunday. And now I'm on the fence on whether I even want to get the damn thing because they're going to be terrible.
Well, the division's going to be terrible, so you still got a puncher's chance.
Yeah, but I'll get the Jaguars games for free.
And that, oh, yeah, true. You can watch the Titans twice that way. At least.
At most. True. Sunday Night Football, I'm just going to throw that out there. And they may be on a prime game, and they may be on a Monday night game. But that's it.
Yeah, you'll get the Thursday game and watch it end up being Titans-Jaguars.
Exactly. That's exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I'm going to get it. I think I will because I think I would like to watch other NFL games. But I'm not a big red zone guy. I got a buddy who will invite you over to watch the games. And he doesn't understand why I don't like going over there and watching the games. I'd much rather meet him out at a sports bar. Because he just puts the channel on red zone. That's all he cares about. He'll even have access to the others and will only put it on red zone. And then you've got some other Bobo device that you're trying to catch one of the games on. Right? I'm like, that doesn't do anything for me, man. I don't care about the red zone. He's like, hey, you play fantasy football? Yeah, but I just check my scores. I don't think I can. Until you get to the playoffs, I don't really care that much about what keeping up with my fantasy team play by play by play.
And on top of that, one thing that killed me with one of my buddies is he goes, come on over. I got two TVs going. Well, you know what happened? The national game of the week was on his one TV. He had red zone on the other. And guess what game red zone showed 75% of the time? The national game of the week. So I'm watching two TVs. It was a disaster.
Because they feel like that you want to watch, especially if it's like Mahomes.
Yep.
You're going to get cheap. If it's Mahomes, if it's Chiefs versus Bengals, Chiefs versus, or even a bigger draw, Chiefs Bills. Or is that too soon? Bengals Bills. Is that too soon? If it's anything to do with Mahomes on the national game of the week, that's what they're going to focus on.
It's like, come on,
kick you off to no end because you're like, I'm already get this game. I don't care anything about it.
Exactly.
And what'll really tick you off is for whatever strange reason, red zone's like 3-4 seconds in front of the national feed.
You just hit the cherry on top, my friend.
You're like, how the hell is red zone in front of CBS, in front of Fox? Why are they getting the Bobo feed?
Yeah, and honestly, that's going to be I'm a little concerned because I know everything's going streaming and whatnot, but I wonder if any problems will be had since we are moving to the streaming side of things with YouTube TV. Odds are, since it's an NFL and they have a lot of money, they'll probably figure out all the kinks. But I do worry a little bit about that.
Yeah, I don't know what it was before. Is 250? Is that a raise in price on the NFL ticket?
To be honest with you, DirecTV was putting a thorn in my side for years, so it's not really much difference. I just assumed YouTube TV might make it more compatible. I should never assume that.
You know what really ticks me off about this too is that YouTube TV charges you extra if you want more than three devices going.
Oh.
So that's a hidden cost that people don't even factor in. Is it? It's like $20, $25 a month, whatever it is. If you want to have multiple devices going, like let's say you say, all right, man, then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to really splurge this fall, and I'm going to get myself the ticket, and I'm going to watch every and on Sundays, I'm going to load it up, and I'm going to pick four or five games that I really like. No, you're not. You're going to get three.
Guess again.
And sometimes they get confused and they think you're streaming more than you have to go, and it'll cut off and it'll say, you have too many going. You're like, I've got three. What is the deal? Because it's memory from one when you streamed one in the garage 2 days ago is still, it's like, you got to be kidding me.
You got to pay an alarm and a leg.
Yeah. They're going to get you. They're going to get you for sure.
They're going to get you no matter what.
As they said in what movie was that with the movie JFK? Are you familiar with that?
No, but I'm here.
Well, the movie JFK, there's a great line. I have to clean up because we're on air, but it says they got us in Laos and they're going to GD get us in Vietnam. And then the other officer looks at him and he's referring to JFK because I think it's just going to be easier to kill that SOB. It was a prelude to what happens. Who knows if that was ever really said, but I've used that line many a times. I'm like, I think it's just going to be easier to kill that SOB. And that's the way I feel about YouTube.
Man, we can't win. I'm sorry to even get on the tangent, but when I saw that,
for folks who are wondering, YouTube TV is actually a really good product. Like
it is.
I love the fact that you can, you know, you have unlimited recording, and there's other perks that I'm sure I can't think of right now. But all in all, I've been much more impressed with it than I've tried other streaming devices, services. And it is a good service, but man. So if you wait till September and you say, I don't want your monthly gig of, you know, getting all the different channels, it's going to cost you $450 before tax.
And if you think about that, that's for like what, 4 months?
If that. Because if you're a Titans fan,
or a Colts fan, you're
watching after about week three.
Yeah, we're gonna be paying $110 a month. Oh jeez. Oh my god.
That's how they get you.
But they know darn well that no one's going to sleep on the NFL, so they just know most of us will twist our arm.
There might be a way around this. I'll talk to you about it off air sometime.
Please do.
There's a way around it if you're interested.
Yeah, because if I plan on having a family one day, I'm going to be behind the eight ball quick here with NFL.
Are you essentially just wanting it for Colts?
Yeah, at my local house, I just want it for the Colts, because if I really want to go watch all the games, I'll go to my dad's place or the bar or something.
All right, we'll talk about it off air, because I think I might have a way around it, but I don't want everyone listening. By the way, if you'll notice, the game feeds, the links that we put on Twitter to draw people in when we do the live baseball games, you'll notice it is now on a different Twitter handle, and then we just retweet it. And it's because we've gotten such a, I'm not going to say great following, but a solid following, that Major League Baseball, one of their lawyers keeps complaining about our tweets.
Yeah, you were telling me last week that I was wondering about an update because
it continued. So what I did Sunday, and there was no issue, I put it on a secondary Twitter page, and then I just retweet it so anyone who's following us can see it. They can't do anything to me. And the only thing they can do is jab that random extra YouTube page. But I'm like, I'm your Huckleberry, and I'm
hey, you're on the. That means we're on the radar, so we're doing something right.
Oh yeah, I'm checking somebody off. Either that, they're extremely confused, and they really think that we are the Braves broadcast. Because I mean, they can't really do anything to you, but the guy keeps complaining, so they'll take down the tweet, and then you have to go. You know, is this your tweet? Yes, this is my tweet. Okay, don't do it again. And then it goes on and on and on and on.
I guess they got worried when Chip Carey left that everyone's going to come to Braves Country Radio, so the more the merrier.
Well, I can tell you this. Last night's game, I tried listening to the television feed, and I had to go back over to the radio. I was like, I can't do this, man.
That bad? Wow.
It's – I don't want to bash the television guys. It just doesn't feel like Braves baseball. I feel like I'm watching a Kansas City Royals game.
Well, and, you know, that's the tough part. When you get such a great, announcer like Chip, and he was obviously in Chicago in his early days, when there's a transition. Now the Cubs
bring a guy in who's not from the South, who has that he has a very Midwest sound. That's fine, but not in Braves baseball. Right. And that's my biggest issue. I still don't understand why their radio guy didn't get the gig. It seems like it would have been a much smoother transition, but I think they thought adding the guy who's the voice of Madden was a big deal. And I'm like, what in the heck does that have to do with Braves baseball?
People haven't played Madden for a decade that really like video games anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I bought a Madden. I know I can really not tell you the last time I bought a Madden brand new.
Okay.
I don't think I've bought a Madden video game in 4 or 5 years. I haven't bought a brand new one in a decade.
I think my Xbox is collecting more dust than anything else anyways at the moment.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I can see now why we get a decent listenership now on our game broadcast, because it's just, I don't know, it's hard to explain, man, but I listen to him and I'm like, this guy claims he's a Braves fan, but he doesn't feel like that he knows what he's talking about. He doesn't feel like that he's been with this team. And it's not helping the fact that he sounds like a transplant from Kansas City. Nothing against Kansas City, but that's fine if you're doing a Royals game. And I picked Kansas City because Jeff Francoeur also played for the Royals. So it has a Kansas City vibe.
Well, not to toot your horn or anything, but sometimes when you're watching baseball, you need that enthusiastic announcer. And I have the phrase you shoot out. Man, they just get somebody going, so it's always good for Braves baseball. You got to get that energy.
I was just, and that's not where I was trying to go. I was just basically trying to say that it was rough. I mean, I've only caught a few games on TV because I normally do the games, and I was like, man, I couldn't handle it anymore. I flipped it over to the radio, and I like most of the guys. There's a couple that fill in on the radio that are little tough to deal with, but all in all, they're just better. They're just you get more. I feel like I'm walking in the middle of a shtick most of the time with the television guys. I will say this: Nick Green's pretty good as the sideline guy. I'm a little interested. I would love to find out what happened and why they ran off Paul Byrd, because I thought he was popular. He wasn't my favorite, but I thought he was popular. And I don't know if he had a situation where he asked for too much money, because sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, Kelsey Winger that they used to have do their pregame show, and she was the sideline. She was phenomenal. And they cut her loose after 21, I believe, is when was her last go around. And nothing against Kelly Kroll, she's fine, but she has never felt like Braves baseball to me.
Do they cut to players and coaches on Braves TV?
What do you mean?
Like during the game, like for on Marquee Network with the Cubs, we usually get like a half the inning of a bench coach and a half the inning of a guy who's not playing that night.
Are you talking about during a real game?
Yep, during a real game.
No, that's usually spring training kind of stuff.
Now, yeah, I was surprised. If the guy's
injured, I remember last year. He's not with the team anymore. He's down in the minors. But Steven Jackson came on a few times, and Luke Jackson.
Oh yeah,
came on a few times, but they were injured.
Yeah, they'll usually take like the starting pitchers that aren't going that night for the Cubs, or a bench player that's not in the starting lineup, and you get a half inning from them and a bench coach usually.
During a real game.
During a real game, yep.
Okay. No, I haven't seen them do that. I don't think they'd be above doing that, but I don't think the break. Now, during spring training, I'll tell you who's going to be really good in the booth once he retires. Wherever he lands is Colin McHugh.
Okay.
I saw him do a couple of games in spring training, and he was phenomenal. Very, very – he's not just well-spoken. He was entertaining and interesting, which is usually not a combination that go together. Usually a guy's either one or the other, right? This yeah. guy was both, and he seemed pretty well-prepared, but he was – I mean, he's going to be very good behind the mic. I don't know if the Braves will be the ones that will be smart enough to hire him, but somebody's going to hire him. He's better than most that I've heard. They did it with a few guys this spring, but he was by far the best one that I heard. All right, let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you our locks and get you set for tonight here on Braves Country. We'll be back in a here on Braves Country today in Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You got to keep on your toes.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limited hearing, full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, Braves fans. Thank you for listening to Braves Country Baseball. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we are here to bring you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves, bringing you spring training and 2 to 3 games a week all season long. Please like and subscribe today. Braves Country Baseball.
Dread running to the post office? Stamps.com brings post office and UPS services right to your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and get up to 40% off USPS and up to 62% off UPS rates. Nearly 1 million small businesses use Stamps.com to save time and money. It's a no-brainer. So skip the post office and visit stamps.com.
Sit shark.
I'm not playing your stupid game.
That's the sound of NyQuil Severe, hard at work. NyQuil Severe is the best sleep with a cold medicine. No tossing and turning, just rest and recovery. So you're ready to take on tomorrow. For powerful relief of your worst cold and flu symptoms, try NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, best sleep with a cold? Medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Don't you understand? This pool is our bootstraps, and it's lifting us up into the middle class, dude!
Well, just accept the fact that you're white trash, all right? Take a look at yourself. You can't do backflips. You don't know karate. You're white trash!
You know what ESPN's talking about right now?
Oh, dear.
Make that. This is the conversation that they are having. Best beard remaining in the playoffs. And it's because whoever this guy is pushing a movie or a television show. has a beard, and he's on there with Kendrick Perkins, who somehow skated past the whole racist thing that he said a couple weeks ago. Nobody's talking about it. And he's still kicking it on ESPN. So he's got a beard. This guy's got a beard. And they're talking about beards in the playoffs.
It amazes me. I don't know what they do during the...
Does James Harden not have a beard anymore? Like, why are they even... Isn't he the best beard? I don't know.
No, I mean, usually he is, but I don't know what they do during the interview process at ESPN. It must just be name recognition, because it's quite awful.
This is what I would guess. This guy's got something coming out on Disney. Either Disney or ABC or something. Because for ESPN to have this guy, when he was on originally, I thought it was just going to be there for a cameo. He's been on, I think, the whole show. Now, I know this show doesn't get very good ratings, but that's not the point. The point is, you've had a guy that, as far as I know, has no basketball credentials, and they're leading up to what's supposed to be a big deal in the NBA playoffs, and they're talking about this. And, oh, my God, have they already just given up on topics? You know what the next topic is?
Hit me.
Was in a blender. Who is the GOAT in the NBA history? Well, dude, come on.
What is this? Math 101?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Whoever's in charge of coming up with your topics, fire he, him, her, they, whatever they identify as, immediately. Don't care.
It's sad.
All right, tonight's games. Tonight's action.
Woo!
And I got a lot going on tonight. I went ahead and took that basketball pick that I was telling everyone about. The Lakers on the money line and the Hawks plus 8.5. That gets you right at the plus 100.
Like it.
I think there's a very good chance that goes down. Absolutely. Lakers are not losing the Timberwolves, I don't believe. Do you?
No, the Timberwolves, I mean, their injury list, with Rudy Gobert included, now with his, obviously, troubles, it's a mess. Karl Anthony Towns ain't fully healthy. This could be a big blowout.
Yeah, I have to agree with Brandon that chimed in here. Says, talking about Francoeur, that Frenchie has no passion. I'm with him. That was one of the reasons. So it wasn't just Brandon. Is it Godin, whatever his name is? It wasn't just him that turned me off, but Francoeur, I feel like that he just like toked on a toker, right? And that's fine, but I don't want to hear you talk.
That's for if you're watching the game.
He's like, man, calm down, man. Don't get so excited. What do you mean don't get so excited? You're at a game. Wake up. Chug some coffee. Do something. What's more iconic, Karl Anthony Towns beard or AD's eyebrow?
I mean, I still, that AD eyebrow will get me for eternity. I mean,
rather have AD's unibrow or Josh Dobbs no brow?
Give me the no brow, because I already got too much going on with my huge head.
I think I want the unibrow. Because, I mean, if you sweat, where are your eyebrows going to... If you don't have your eyebrows, isn't it just going to go leaking into your eyeballs?
Oh, well, now you're breaking it down in the nooks and cranny. I'm going to have to get a book out and get back to you on Thursday.
If you're an athlete, I mean, what does he do? Does he put, like, scotch tape or something up there to keep the...
you wear your headband at eye level?
And he shaves his head. So I'm like, he's just got to be slick. I remember back when I used to shave my head back in the day, and we'd get out there sweating either at work or, you know, going to the gym or whatnot. And dude, I'm telling you right now, man, I mean, good Lord. You could have stuck my head just about anywhere and it was going to get in. It was like Winnie the Pooh, except on the opposite. You know how Winnie got stuck everywhere? My head would slide into anything.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than playing pickup basketball and your eyes start burning and you can't even see where you're at.
Yeah, that bald head will get you in trouble. Trust me, if you ever want to switch things up, because aren't you still a single man?
Yes, I am.
Save that dome, man. The women come out of the woodworks for it. Trust me. You wouldn't think they do. They all come out of the woodworks for the shaved dome.
I got a date in about a week, so maybe I'll shave up.
Shave that sucker up, oil it down, get your little sun on the top of your dome.
Oh, what is your
lock of the day?
My lock of the day, I usually stay pretty basic with my spreads and stuff. I'm going to the NBA, unfortunately, but I'm going to take the Miami Heat -1.5 in first quarter. I think that Miami's going to come out strong tonight. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a blowout or not by the game end, but I do think they cover the -1.5 after the first quarter.
All right, my lock of the day, let me double check and see what the line is right now, because we got that rule. It's got to be -150 or less. And you know what? I'm going to give you a plus win, a plus game. We don't normally do this because they're harder to pick, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a plus. Okay. And the plus that I like today, let me see what the actual line is right now. For whatever reason, when you go to some of these scoreboards, they only give you the minus. They don't give you the minus and the plus. But I'm going to go with, is it 7:10 first pitch, I'm going to assume? Yeah, 7:10 first pitch. The Padres are +125, Weathers versus Peterson. I think that the Padres are going to pound the hell out of Peterson. And give me the Padres +125. If you're looking for an interesting little parlay, or two teams with plus money, how about if you go with the Padres and then you lean back with that and go with, I'm on the fence right here, but I think I'm going to go with, where are they at? The Pirates +150. Pirates +150 at home. Mitch Keller's pitched pretty well. Seems like the type of game that the Astros would fall asleep. They'd pull a Jeff Francoeur, right?
If it's in that ballpark in Pittsburgh, they probably will fall asleep.
And if you put like 10 bucks on it, you win 46. Padres and Pirates win tonight. What's your walk-off, sir? We got a jam.
My walk-off is, skip the NBA games tonight if you got something to watch on DVR, because they totally botched the scheduling. Shame on you, NBA.
Amen to that. All right, my walk-off is catch us tonight, 7:20 first pitch. Pre-game will be a little about 7 o'clock, somewhere in that neighborhood. Braves, Reds, Braves Country HD, and later on in the week, 4:10 first pitch on WQEE Saturday afternoon, Braves and Royals. Keep it locked in here on the Key. We got to go.
Armchair. Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show. Well, unless we fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
Something of the 5th of September. Something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please. Ha! Ha!
Get another cigarette. You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia. Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today, we go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.